called the Milwaukee Encyclopedia. It's a project, or the Encyclopedia of Milwaukee, to use the true name, and it's being put together by many folks, including lead editor Professor Amanda Seligman, who joins us on 620 WTMJ. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
So this is a work in progress, as I understand it, yet it's not quite done, but you're coming out with a teaser website pretty soon?
Yeah, we actually have our new website up. It's got all of our features that we expect to have in the long run, and we have 58 entries up now, and we're opening one new entry a week, at least for the next year. Next Monday, you can look for the tailgating entry.
Ooh, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, what do you all talk about? I see football. I see you've got some blogs up, too, about Sherman Park and something called Baby Hammocks.
Yeah, Baby Hammocks. That was a great thing, project done by one of our students. What we did was to try to put together the ideas of what would be in an Encyclopedia of Milwaukee, and we went through some existing scholarship, and we came up with this list of a couple thousand possible entries, and then we sat an editorial board and said, okay, here's some areas that we want to have. We want to have media. By the way, there's an entry on the radio. We want to have health. We want to have places. We want to have education. What are the entries that belong in those categories? And we build our table of contents from that list.
All right. So what are some of the other, topics that you're going to tackle? I mean, there's certainly maybe a Milwaukee vernacular. I mean, even the term Smallwaukee has come up in pop culture in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, one of our favorite Milwaukee words is gemütlichkeit, that feeling of comfortableness that is cultivated in, you know, environments like taverns and in people's homes and in other community groups. One of the things that we thought was really important is that we want people to be able to find themselves in the encyclopedia, so we're going to have entries on all the ethnic groups that are part of the Milwaukee area. I don't know what that goes from alphabetically, but, you know, the Germans from the 19th century and the Hmong in the 21st century. We're going to have entries on all the places, so lots of neighborhoods in Milwaukee, all the municipalities in the four-county area. So people are really going to be able to find out sort of what's going on in the places where they lived and the people that they come from.
We're live with Professor Amanda Seligman, who is the lead editor of the Encyclopedia of Milwaukee. I notice you've got a whole bunch of writers involved on this, including our friend John Gerda, who is just brilliant when it comes to anything local in terms of history.
Yeah, John's been really wonderful. In fact, he could write the whole Encyclopedia of Milwaukee, but we couldn't afford his rates for everything. So we selected really carefully what we were asking him to participate with us for.
And is this going to be an ongoing project, or is it done once you've got your a specific number of entries?
Well, we're aiming for a live site, a live website that we're adding content to, and we have a contract for a print edition that will be a beautiful coffee table book that's under contract with Northern Illinois University Press. A digital project is never really done. You could always add to it, but our initial goal was to build the content out to our 740 entries that we've planned and then see where we are from there.
Can't wait to see this thing once it's up and done and running. And yeah, like Michelle said, I guess it'll never really be done. It's going to be a living work because you can always add to it. The Encyclopedia of Milwaukee lead editor, Dr. Amanda Seligman, joining us on 620 WTMJ. Thank you so much, Professor. Take care.
Thank you so much for having me this morning.